Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Boom!
You know what grinds my gears?
What?
Zane not being mindful of his microphone.
What?
Because you go like this.
You do get a little loose with it.
Because it's just easier to talk without a mic in my hand. It's more authentic.
But
it's
when really we had it on an arm, I need it in my hand.
I know. I can't win. I can't win. But I was really good. I think your mom, after that one episode, your mom was so bad with it. I think that just kind of like transferred
everybody
to me. Yeah, she did.
Zane petting his mic last episode too.
You just went like this.
Oh my! Well, you got to tell you guys can hear everything. You got to tell me if I'm doing something bad.
I know, but I feel like you're gonna yell at me.
Yeah.
So when I touch the sign, guys, for audio listeners, when I touch the sign, apparently everybody gets electrified in their ears with
why
because
is that
the,
frequencies
I don't know.
Like it's just emitting electricity through the sign.
I don't know if it's like the carpet. Like his feet on the carpet with the sign. I don't know.
Start doing this, your hair.
We all hold hands. My hair stands
the
straight up.
The TV starts getting like squiggle lines.
Static electricity. I'm always like, what the fuck is that?
Oh,
like,
please.
Like, oh, when you like rub the carpet.
Oh, yeah. Or you get on an escalator and like you get
this
stacked.
One?
Yeah,
and,
I don't
like,
get that.
What are we? Yeah.
I was in the car the other day with Todd and he went to get gas and it was 115 degrees outside. And he's like, I got to shut the car. I was like, leave it on. He was like, really? I was like, my dad never turns the car off.
Oh,
he goes, no way. I was like, yeah, I think that's...
Wait, I don't get
it's like
it.
Salmon.
You know how you're supposed to turn the car off when you pump gas?
Oh, when you pump gas. Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was so hot that he was like, I need to shut the car off.
Your dad keeps his car...
All the time.
Apparently, no.
Wait,
I thought
no
it, like
way.
It's bad for your engine to
I
do
thought
that.
The car
that's
explodes.
Why.
No, and then he was like, really? I was like, yeah, leave it on, watch. And he pumped gas, boom. No, it was fine.
Oh,
what did you think?
I thought, yeah, it would
I
explode.
I thought it would explode.
The mechanics of it doesn't make sense knowing that, like, the fuel is going somewhere where combustion is happening. And I just don't think, like,
more
fuel.
I don't understand
fuel.
What the difference would be. If you're putting gas in, there's already gas in it. The combustion is up front in the engine.
Wait, if you think about it, for, like, not Formula One, but, like, race cars.
They don't turn
off the car when they're filling
it. It doesn't make any
gas.
Sense.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I don't get a lot of those. Thank you.
Okay, now how bad can your car become if, you know, there's different grades of like unleaded gas and obviously diesel. You can't put diesel in like as normal car. And I know there's different grades of like premium and stuff. But if you've been putting regular in and then you accidentally put in premium.
I mean, if you have a car that takes premium, it's not good for it to run it on like your, you know, bottom of the barrel gas. But if you do it once, it's not going to like blow the car up or anything like that.
I feel
that.
Like that's such a fucking racket of like that certain nicer cars need premium gas. But, like,
I think,
why
I think it's a gimmick. Is that a gimmick where
it's like planned obsolescence or it's a strategy to make more money.
The car is tuned to run richer. So it performs better with that level of ethanol.
But it make it just be the same thing.
For
it just,
all cars,
we're going from
yeah.
point A to point B. A phone doesn't. You know, has a battery.
Like a Rolls Royce should have the same gas as like a Camry. Like, why is it why does it have to be a better gas?
I think it's all like status, and we think like, oh, it's a luxury vehicle, therefore it needs luxury gas within it. Same thing if you had like a luxury purse, you need to wipe it with luxury.
There you go, Mariah.
Gasoline vapors can come in contact with static electricity, which can ignite a fire, ultimately leading to an explosion.
There you go, Mariah was right.
Everyone laughed at me.
Try being an
That's why they say
try being a genius for a
try
day.
Try being a mechanic.
Try it.
I don't know if you can still you shouldn't be on your phone when you're filling gas.
That yeah, I've heard.
That but I know back in the day with like Nokia phones and shit, like if you were if you got gas on that and it could combust.
Yeah. I'm just getting gas.
Being on a Nokia phone on a flight, that's bad. You know how we have like airplane mode now, but I'm sure those Nokia phones bad for planes. They could not get a single signal anywhere with those phones on.
When phones were on airplanes, that must have been such like a flex to be sitting there going, hold on, I need to make a call. Like
imagine everybody on the plane at once. So yeah no, we're landing in like 2 hours, so what have you been up to? I would lose my mind.
No, and they had one in every seat, right?
I don't know. I've never seen one with a phone.
It's weird how back in the day you could make a call on a plane, but you can't make now a call no now.
It's just I know it's like Wi-Fi, but it's just crazy to me that you can do a FaceTime on a flight.
Can you?
Yeah, on a Wi-Fi, you can. It's Wi-Fi.
Oh, I never thought like the data was that good for it
they
to
tell,
be.
They tell you not to, though.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. But no, I remember calling Todd on a flight, and he answered it like on a flight.
That's cool.
Yeah, really, really crazy. But what I was saying, what grinds my gears, I never got to it.
Oh, yeah.
But I just experienced it, what was like last week. But, you know, sometimes you'll just be having a really good day and you're just like a little bit more cheery. And then somebody just throws a fucking wrench in it and goes, well, someone's cheery today. It's like just calling it out.
Oh,
it's
you're
like,
let me Let me have a good day.
So you're
day.
Saying I'm miserable every other day.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so what you're saying
and
is
then
that,
you
like,
immediately I'm, shut down and you're like, well, there goes my mood.
The way it shuts me down
it's
so quickly.
Who did
it?
Annoying.
Yeah, who did it?
I forget who it was, but honestly, you know who does it all the time? Danielle.
Oh.
Does it all the time.
I hate when they're like,
oh, I thought it was her. What the fuck did you
it's
just
like,
say?
You're in a good mood today.
Oh my God.
What is that?
You know, I tell Danielle, I'm like, someone's on Adderall today.
That's bad.
Well, I can just tell when she. Well, it's because
she's really
working,
talking.
But
she just wants to chat.
She's on the couch like this.
Yeah, she's just a little bit more focused, and just, we're going deep on the conversation.
Yeah,
like,
very. Deep.
You are tuned in right now.
So when she's honest, sometimes you're just like, get to the point.
Should we run that intro?
Oh yeah, let's get to the intro.
It's coffee time, baby. Let's go.
Peed.
Did you tinkle?
Yeah, I did. And it's and these type of shorts is gonna be there the entire episode.
Microphone.
Well, welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah. And I almost said microphone.
And I'm microphone.
I'm microphone.
And we are
unfiltered.
Hungover.
Yeah, you were drinking a lot last night.
You drank again last night?
Why did you say that?
What do you? It was a Saturday night. You're allowed to drink.
I know. I was trying to make it look like I was taking care of myself yesterday.
And
but
what's
no,
crazy
I went,
is I walked in and I was like, "Oh, what'd you do today?" And he's like, "Oh, I just been chilling here." I was like, "Oh, second day hangovers the worst, huh?" And he goes, "Yeah, they are."
I didn't want to look bad.
You know? Caused a scene at the fucking bar last night.
I did not.
With me? Yeah, you did.
Oh,
what happened?
Okay, well, we went to a club, but it's a hipstery kind of
outdoor vibey spot.
Yeah. I wore my Birkenstocks shoes that night.
Matt, those were slippers,
open-toed shoes, and I had a moment of hesitation when I was getting ready for the night, and I go, "Am I not? I know you can't wear like branded stuff. You can't wear team logos at the place.
Wait, but." Huh?
They don't let you wear like a team logo on your hats or on any of your body.
No way.
And I don't know if it's a gang thing or it's just they don't want division amongst.
Yeah. No, I guess that makes sense, but I have like a couple hats I feel like that's a team on it, but you think they're that? Maybe if you look like you just came from a game, maybe that's like
probably.
Okay.
But I know like I can't wear like just a UT hat on there. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's so interesting.
I can wear stuff with like emblems on it and it could be a brand. But so right when I put the Birkenstocks on, I go, wait. Can I wear these in there? And I go, wait, open-toed shoes? Yeah, I can wear them. Women wear open-toed shoes
all
the
time. You're going off-roading,
so,
like on an ATV.
Yeah, right. And so I was like, I'm good. We pull up, and then he's like, oh, sorry, man. You cannot get in open-toed shoes. And I'm like, shit. And then even Mike was like, ooh, maybe I can give you my socks. And I'm like, fuck, yeah, I'll do the socks. And they go, that's not going to happen,
that's
man.
That's even worse, dude. Shoot me.
Not going to happen. And then I'm like, shit. And so then there's nowhere near, there's a Trader Joe's nearby. They're not open. I went to find my friends. Matt Grippy hooked me up with some sneakers. Went 10 minutes back. Got the shoes. I'm happy. Everyone has already been inside. All clubbing.
I call it a night so fast. Yeah. Say less.
That's it. Done.
But I'm so excited. I got shoes on. I like hide my Birkenstocks on like the side of the bar or whatever. And I'm so proud of like the Birkenstocks, and they have like a stump that's like a, you know, a little table where people put their drinks. Yeah. I'm not paying attention. I'm like, I got shoes. Boom. Oh. I knock somebody's glass off their fucking table. It shatters onto the ground.
I didn't even know that you dropped it. I thought someone else said that's why I was doing it to you.
And then I hear, what the fuck, Matt? What the fuck? You better fuck. Like, Zane is just doing a bit. Yo, the entire bar, everybody turns their head and thinks we are in a fight. Like, people are about to pull out their phones going like...
Oh, that would have been funny.
I maybe went a little too far. Right. You know, sometimes I like, you know, I really want to ham it up a bit.
Yeah, I was just like, I go, Zane, stop. Everyone's heads are looking at Zane's like, what are you talking about? We're just kidding. It was, you know, like in Inception where the people like realize you're in a dream. It was just that. Everyone looking right at us. And I'm like, stop. You're like, I'm sorry, baby. I'm like, you're fine. And then the person, I was like, was this your drink? I'm so sorry. They go, no, it was someone else's drink. You're fine. But wasn't smart of me. But yeah. But you were having a good time.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I just decided to go out again.
That's all right.
Yeah. That's okay. It's okay, Zane. Yeah. You're acting so guilty. We're not even saying anything.
Sorry, I committed some sins yesterday.
Who cares?
We went to Vegas.
Yeah, we just got back.
Unfiltered team bonding moment. You know, we got up in the hottest city in the entire country.
100 degrees.
It was more than that.
It was 115. It was like high.
Yeah, it was like 110.
Did you feel it walking off the flight? Did it punch you in the face?
You're like, ooh.
I couldn't even walk. I felt like I was in jello.
It was a sauna outside. It was like, it felt like you were in an enclosed like space with the heat turned on.
I feel like I could have taken a slice out of the air and like served.
Yes. When you open an oven to check on it, you go in too quick.
Yeah, mad respect for anybody in Vegas who has to work around pools stay out in that heat. Like,
oh my gosh,
yo.
Yeah.
Dude, everybody at the airport was long sleeve shirts because of their like uniform and pants. And I'm like,
there's no way.
Change it up.
And even like when we're at the hotel, like the people working outside in the pool area, you're like, there's no way they're not putting on sunscreen every 5 minutes. It, like, it's impossible.
Brutal.
In that sun. It was like a UV index of like 12 that whole day.
Right.
Is there like a box where like they get, it's like a tanning spray thing where it's,
well, I wonder if it's required to like wear sunscreen now. Like, you know, all employees must wash hands. Yeah. I bet some places now, like if you're going to be out in the sun working for us, you have to put on sunscreen. Yeah, yeah. I bet they have to log in that they like reapplied. Maybe. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. But I just, I felt bad for anybody like working outside every day like that.
We got invited to attend and stay Fountain Blue for the Power Slab.
The Power Slab.
Slab 8.
I thought it was like brand new. I thought we were going to the first event. No, it's been a thing apparently for 8 years.
Eight years?
Just that there was eight events.
That's what I was saying.
But it's been going on for 2 years, which still seems kind of small. But we got to stay at the Fountain Blue. Great little resort.
Yeah, new hotel since December.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features.
Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
December, they opened it.
They did. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's right across from Circus Circus.
Dane told me how much they spend on flowers a day for the hotel.
Yeah, $30,000 a day.
For flowers?
For flowers for the hotel.
You know how there's like flowers in the lobby and just kind of like decorative around?
Uh-huh.
$30,000 a day in flowers.
Wait, where do the flowers go after? I don't know.
It's just there until it dies.
Good for that flower shop who was like...
Who got that business?
Who told you that?
I forget who got that information.
He's like, I pulled it out of my ass. I made it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
We should spread one rumor per episode.
Yeah.
Okay. And never address it. Just see which one catches on.
I like that game.
I love that. That one's cool. But instead of the secret word, there's like one complete lie.
But the thing is, I would play it every like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that's what I do every episode.
Yeah, but you don't lie on purpose.
But we did attend the slap.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And for the people who don't know, yeah, it's competitive slapping. You have these people come up. They stand at like a podium.
Mm-hmm.
One person, the person who is getting slapped has to hold on to the power stick, which is like a little.
Oh, is that what they call it?
The slap stick.
The slap stick.
The slap stick. I don't know why I'm calling it.
Pretty much both hands behind their back, and they got to hold it straight. And then they have to stay with both feet in the box.
Yeah.
You can't move. Can't flinch.
No flinching.
When you're about to get slapped.
No palm.
Nope.
Yeah, the person clubbing. Throwing the slaps.
I don't know. Every slap that I saw, I felt like I saw palm hit first.
Yeah, I feel like they always had to keep going to the replay. Was like, was that a clean slap?
Yeah. I mean, you have to really every time.
And I guess it was it divided by weight class?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which it was seems a little weight class silly.
For like, UFC.
I feel like they should just be like the weight of your head. Like, I don't know how they can figure out how much your head weighs, but I don't know.
Like face to head.
You dip it in water to see like what that.
Yeah, the reverse buoyancy of like subtracting.
Just the area.
It was a really well done event though. They held it in like a conference room.
Like a ballroom. Yeah, like a conference ballroom situation.
But it looked really good. And we were like worried about, you know, usually these type of events, there might be food, there might not be food, you never know. But they had like food everywhere.
Oh,
like they
had stations good with food. They had the heat lamps on them.
Yeah. Like, but then we forgot that it's also in a hotel. So obviously there's going to be like those, you know, buffet style. Yeah, I like wasn't even thinking about that.
But. Rey Mysterio was there.
Who was that?
Yeah, didn't see Rey Mysterio?
Was he the Lucha Libre?
Yeah, the Lucha Libre.
I think whenever I see like a wrestler who has like
is
a
it Lucha... Nacho Libre?
That was the movie.
That's a movie with Jack.
Where they are a Lucha Libre.
But Lucha Libre is like, yeah, the
mask wrestler.
Spanish wrestling. But he, I guess that's his persona he does in professional wrestling.
Mariah was freaking out. She starts freaking out. I'm like, who are you freaking out? And she points at him. I'm like, who the fuck
is that? I was freaking out and nobody else was reacting. And I look over at Joe Volpez and we're looking at each other. I'm like, did you watch WWE? He goes, yeah, did you? And we both went Rey Mysterio. Yeah, the rumors are true. Rey Mysterio, like...
Which no, okay. I never knew that she was liked a wrestler so much.
Is I was WWE SmackDown.
Is he 90s or is this like early 2000s?
I would say 2002 maybe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio is a WWE wrestler and he's super tiny, but his tricks are like...
2002.
It is 2002.
Whoa,
I remember what grade I was in.
Wow.
So, big fan. So me and my siblings, we were obsessed with wrestling, the four of us, and I had two brothers, so like inevitably mimic all of their moves. We would watch it and then we'd recreate it and we'd like stunt with each other. So watching Rey Mysterio, we would learn like it's called the 619, which is like
girls back then versus now.
So we would recreate his moves. I wish I told him that. He was actually a really nice guy and he was like willing to like talk to everybody. I can't get that stuff out. Like, to me, I'm like, who gives a shit? He probably hears things like that all the time. But it was really cool. I did see him live. We got tickets for Christmas one year, so we got to watch him live, which was really cool. That was probably like maybe 15 plus years ago. But he was sitting in the seat directly in front of us.
Full circle.
I couldn't believe it. He was in the mask and everything.
Wow.
Never takes it off outside.
I did not expect. When I saw the mask, I looked at Heath and I was like, there's no way. Like, there's no way he's outside of, like, wrestling right. and he has the mask on.
Yeah.
But that's his thing.
It's kind of it's going to be weird when you're so famous, like, though, but you're known for, like, yeah, like, right. a certain look and, like, do I rock it right
and
now?
And then you're, like, over it.
Look what he looked like when he first started.
Whoa.
Handsome fella.
Super young.
Mr. Mysterio, oh, Rey Mysterio.
Oh, I wanted those pants so bad.
Right, you can bring it back.
I have a picture of me as John Cena for Halloween. I was 10. I went to Home Depot and I bought like a huge chain link and I bought a lock and I made my own necklace and I have a picture like this.
Oh, wow.
That's really funny.
Cam Newton was there. Patricia was freaking out about Cam.
Cam Newton was there?
Yes. And she was like, I got it. I need a picture. And I'm like, okay, then go get one. She's like, you know what? No, I'm not going to get a picture. But she was freaking out. Marshawn Lynch was there.
No way.
And
Wait, who's Marshawn Lynch?
Marshawn Lynch was a running back for... I don't know. He was on one of my
favorites. Oh, wow.
He was in Bottoms. Did you see Bottoms, that Rachel Sennett movie?
Yeah, I don't remember.
He's like the teacher.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, wow. And I don't know. I kind of had a few beers.
Is he in like a ton of memes?
He walked right by and I was like, yo, like I like patted him on his shoulder and he went, get the fuck. He just was just like, yo. And I was like, I shouldn't have touched him. I thought he was like coming over. I thought we were going to like
VIP.
Embrace. And I was like, hey man, great. And he just kept walking. I was like, all right. Well, yeah, I should not have touched him. I had too many happy dads.
I feel like I recently just had an altercation like that with like a celebrity, thinking it was okay to do something and it just wasn't.
Who was it?
No, but like a not also altercation. No, just a interaction.
Yeah, you shouldn't touch people.
Yeah, it's just not a good thing.
I remember after Hamilton, I touched Lin-Manuel Miranda's shoulder. Like I was like, dude, awesome job, and he was just like, okay, thank you for coming. And I was just like, I don't know. You do that to our friends.
In you,
yeah,
you know?
It's the worst. After like 5 years,
you're
I'm like,
I know them. They must know me, and this should be okay.
You know who'd be really bad with that? Todd.
Oh yeah.
If he was like, but he actually is really. I feel like when it comes to celebrities, he's really respectful.
Yeah, I think he would, but I could see him kind of pushing
Max,
it.
Max Crosby was there.
Who's Max Crosby?
He plays for the Raiders.
Too. Oh, they're sports players.
Max Crumbly. No.
I was freaking out because John Rahm was there.
Oh my gosh.
Who's John Rahm?
One of the best golfers in the world.
Whoa.
He was the surprisingly super jack dude in the red hoodie that was a couple seats ahead of us.
Oh, I think.
Oh.
He was in that like star-studded row.
Okay. Now, the slapping. I really enjoyed it. Loved it. I do think, though, beards should be banned.
Mm. I didn't
They definitely help.
You shouldn't have a beard in a slap competition because, like, it's free patting it away. Yeah. I think it kind of muffles the slap.
It needs to have a, there should be a rule for how long it is, you know? Yeah. Like, that guy had a thick ass beard. Yeah. But also, they're going right through that beard. Like, I don't think it even matters with how hard they're slapping. I don't think it's making it feel any better.
It took me a couple rounds to get used to watching it because you initially, as a human, you feel bad. But then you're like, they signed up for this. They're training for this. This is what they want to be doing.
Yeah, and also right after, they're hyped up. I feel like it gives them energy every time they get hit in the face like that.
When they started falling down, I was like, that's your brain rattling. Yeah. Like, that freaks me out. But it was very exciting. It was as exciting as a UFC fight, in my opinion.
I think it was, to me, it was more exciting than
everyone
a UFC fight.
Everyone was having a blast because it happened so fast. I'm thinking it's like one slap per.
Yeah, and the rounds were super quick.
Yeah.
To me, it felt cool because normally when you watch like a boxing match or a UFC fight, you're sitting there and it's so long and dragged out and you like want to record or you want to like, you're hoping for something to happen. This was just like a moment every 5 seconds. You're like, here it comes, about to be a big hit. Let's go.
Yeah.
And you know there's going to be a crazy, like, you're either going to get knocked down or they're going to eat it and just be like.
And both is good. Like, both look good. It's like, you can't, there's no bad slap. Like, everyone is just like a fun watch, which
is crazy. I like the pacing of it too, you know? Because, like, if you're watching like a UFC match, you have to be paying attention like every second.
Exactly.
You can, like, step away for a round, catch another one, focus on when it happens.
And what was great too, the way they set it up. I mean, everybody gets an amazing view of the tournament, right?
Yeah.
Because there was the VIP section where we were in and then everybody else was like on the other side, but everybody got the same view.
They're all
like, nobody really had any bad seats the way they set it up. It was like a really, really awesome like layout.
I think they should allow the players to kind of talk a little smack. Because
I think they just can't hear it.
It is a bit of a silly sport. You know, the way like competitive like wrestling is and stuff. Like, I think it would be funny to hear them like say a line to the other player like before it all goes down.
Oh no, like, right before the slap, like, eat your motherfucker. Boom.
Yeah.
Like the just, funniest line.
Hey, this one's for my mama. Boom.
Why? That's really good.
Why yada, Mariah.
But what was really funny to me was that after every slap, they kept going back to their corner like a boxing. I'm like, what are we running over?
Yeah,
here?
What are we like, talking about on the like right, the other side?
Slap looked really good out there. Looked really good. Let's try to keep it tight. Make sure to spread your fingers this time. They were getting a little bit close. Like, what are you possibly?
I'm sure there is a. Like, I think, like, what do you think they're doing with their faces right before they get hit? I'm sure there's guys that, I don't think they, like, tighten up.
You're
like,
not allowed, so they have a mouth guard in their mouth. You're not allowed to bite down on the mouth
guard. We found that out. You can't bite down.
Yeah. How do they know if you're biting down or not?
I guess see if you're clenching.
That's why I get rid of the beards. You know what? That's how you hide a clinch.
No, but do you think the mouth guard has something in it, or?
I don't know.
So how do they know? You could clench without, like, seeing it.
I guess you can, like,
see where the muscles are tensing up.
Yeah, and they watch the slow mo as it's going, so I'm sure.
You just see it just.
Yeah.
Ow.
And do you have to? I didn't catch if this was a rule. Are you allowed to have your eyes open, or wait, can, or can you close your eyes?
I think you can. They all did.
Oh, I would close my eyes.
It's like sneezing. Like you have to blink. I feel like naturally you just close your eyes.
Okay.
I don't think that's a rule, but they have like earplugs in and mouth guards, but you cannot move. Otherwise, if you flinch, they get a redo. So you have to get hit again.
Right. I imagine flinching and it hurts so bad. And just now you have to eat another one.
Just give up halfway through.
Oh, I didn't know they had earplugs in. So the first time I saw the thing fly, I thought it was a tooth. I'm like, damn, this sport is insane. People are losing teeth.
There was some blood.
Jared started a rumor that there were Zins.
That was really funny.
And then we said it, laughed about it, and then we heard it passing down the rows, and they were like, oh my God, it's his Zin. He's got a Zin.
A Zin in their mouth.
Oh man, but it was really fun to watch. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
It's crazy that there's like UFC fighters that join the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I guess it's like pickleball after your tennis career's up. You know, just do a little mild form of what you've known best.
Exactly.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
First month.
Yes, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
When I posted it, your dad DM'd me. It was like, all of them, vegetables in 7 years.
All of them.
All of them.
All of
them. All of them.
All of you.
What are they thinking?
Some of them, vegetables in seven years.
Some of them, they had to go like scout out and like do auditions. But I'm like, what is that audition tape like? Okay, you want to get slapped? Let's bring in someone and just watch them.
It's like air slap, so you have to like,
Yeah. We like your look. Yeah, you get slapped very well.
Dana White was there.
Yep.
He did. Yeah, he came in really fast, and then I didn't.
I didn't see him anywhere but the ring, or but the middle of the thing.
Was he doing commentary at all, or?
I think he was just, like, watching from, like, that little center seat.
Okay.
And then he came out to present the belt for that one fight.
Yeah, he put the belt on that. That guy was hysterical, this guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Him? Yes. He was hysterical. Oh, yeah. That was a good matchup. Babyface? The guy with the red hair and baby face. Munez, yeah. I think Munez and...
Oh, to crazy Hawaiian.
Yeah, it was Munez.
There were brothers, right? There were twins that were because
there was brothers, but they didn't face each other.
Got it.
It's pretty cool.
Big shouts out to Dumplin.
Dumplin. Yo, that was his debut.
He got one smack knockout. Yeah. First smack of the fight.
I thought he ended up getting knocked out.
He blah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Dumplin was good. That was his debut, and it was Paige's debut, and she won, I think. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's got to have like a horrible effect on like your brain, right? Like that is wild
You should not be passing out.
Yeah.
Like I think that's your brain hitting your skull. Ugh.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Hey, but.
What is the science behind a knockout?
Let's see.
Like the verge of like passing out or.
Like what? Like when you get hit, what's the science of it? Is it your brain rattling and shutting down because it's trying to protect itself?
Yeah. I think it's kind of similar to like when the wind gets knocked out of you. You know how you're just like.
Right, you're on images.
I know, because I don't want to read.
Like,
I don't want to read.
I'm looking at the pictures. I'm like, I get it. Like,
welcome to Unfiltered, y'all.
And that's a concussion.
But I think it's more of a, your just sense of consciousness is just withdrawn.
But like
from
you
it.
Do go black. Like you pass out.
Yeah.
That's definitely like how it's like
really
fainting.
Bad. But did I tell you, I told you guys before that like me and my friend played.
Yeah,
like,
you played the choke game.
That was really bad.
Oh yeah, I did that.
Like
when
didn't
I was
realize
younger.
Like how dangerous that was.
That's
I thought it was
so dangerous.
Very, very bad.
Never ever do the pass out game.
It was like the weirdest feeling like getting up. Like you feel like you're passed out for days.
Oh yeah, it's like it's
a like,
high.
Oh my God, how long was I? I was like, bro, it was like 5 seconds.
Ugh, that makes me so sick to my stomach.
No. Yeah, do not do that. Not fun.
Yeah, for some people, they don't wake up.
Yeah. No, it's like, there's something about that on the news, like what, like a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah, it's just not, horrible. You could have a condition that you don't even know about, and you play the pass-out game, and it can be even worse.
Yeah, very, very bad. What else did we do out there? We did that.
We saw Rufus DeSoul.
It's
like a DJ set.
I didn't hear any popular songs.
If it is a Vegas DJ set... I think it's a fucking racket. They make you go to the club. They make you hang out there for fucking 2 or 3 hours. And then that person comes out and they're only up there for like 30 minutes. And even the songs they play are only 30 seconds long. I did this with Wiz Khalifa.
So the guy DJing the whole time, he wasn't Rufus?
He was Rufus, but it's a DJ set. So they're not fully performing their songs. Or because like, what?
What's going on?
I just realized your light is... Like
twinkling.
Changing colors.
Oh, yeah, it is alternating colors. Is that going to be bad? Or?
No, it's fine.
But, Rufus DeSoul, DJ set. So they come out and they play. I feel like it wasn't even their, it was somebody else's kind of mixes or their own shit. And then they would do some of their hits, but they would only play it for like 30 seconds. And then, I don't know. I was a little disappointed, but.
I don't like that life. Like, I feel like it's really fun for younger people, but like as you're getting older, it just starts getting like sad.
Yeah. The club?
It's like. I feel like there was a mixture of the heat.
Yes.
Vegas. Vegas is just like I feel like it's just a dark place mentally. Like when you're like at a nightclub, outside nightclub, it's hot as hell. Everyone's like sweating there and you're just like,
and then when
this
you're like sequestered, and then when you're sequestered to a table, it's so loud. You in a table, you feel like this is an area for conversation.
It's my safe space.
But then
it's
the one place where you can't have a conversation because it's so loud. So you're just comfortably sitting. Mm. Watching the backs of these DJs perform to...
And I genuinely just can't... genuinely can't hear anybody. Like, I have bad ears already. Just cannot hear at all in a nightclub.
So it was...
Is there any bars in Vegas, though? Why do I feel like it's only nightclubs?
True.
Like, is there a Saddle Ranch there? Like, not a Saddle Ranch, but just like a bar.
I think there's some bars. Some pub-themed bars.
Why is it not like...
Because they want it, like, to entertain groups. And, like, you are out with your friends. You're not... there, I think, to make friends in Vegas. You're there to celebrate with your friends.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Also, most people, I feel like, would just go to, like, the bars in the hotel. Like, because there are really cool bars.
Oh, I love hotel bar hopping. So fun. Like, in Vegas, that's, like the best
the
thing
center,
to do.
Center bars where they, like, that's...
Yeah, like that big fun. Center bars that they have in every section of the hotel. Those are so best. Good. Because you meet so many... I feel like everybody is on the same wavelength when you go to, like, a hotel bar. It's fun.
Did you gamble once?
I didn't. It was my first time in Vegas not gambling.
Woo, good on you.
We did the virtual blackjack.
It's not the same. I don't trust
it. It's not.
I don't like the
Patricia was
card.
Like asking AI.
Oh,
like,
the whole time she was playing using AI. She was
should
winning.
I hit?
Should I double down? Should I split? Like, and it was making her some money. And then I tried doing it and I lost it.
You know, I'm surprised that they don't have like a time limit on there for people to avoid people from using like AI.
Yeah, is that illegal?
No, because I don't know. You can. It's the book.
Yes,
so you're playing by the book.
Yeah, it's like the dealer telling you what to do, pretty much.
Yeah. So yeah. That's. I don't think that's cheating.
Because
yeah,
really. I posted it, and Matt was like, "I don't know, Zane. Like, don't post. I don't think you can like." Post
I was
that.
A little worried. Like,
I was like, "No, I don't think so." It's like yeah. The dealer helping.
It's
you.
It's because like the book would tell you your best odds of
yes
what to do
and to double down to split all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I only played with $100, lost it immediately.
Yep.
I did a slot machine, put in $45. I didn't realize I was on like the $1 increments. Like I hit 1, 2, yeah. Gone. I was like,
all right.
I was supposed to go up 100 on black for Alicia, and I forgot.
Oh,
it was not even my money; it was her money. It was fun to just
why
use
black?
Else's
did
money.
She request it?
Yeah, she was just like put 100 on black for me whenever mm-hmm. you're there.
I was gambling in the elevator.
How did you do that?
I'm glad you asked. We were on the 38th floor, and when like a crowd of people came on, I would bet, what floor do you think it's going to stop at? Yeah, I did.
How much did you win?
One round. I didn't win anything.
Anybody? What floor is next?
It was a hit for 2 seconds. People, I got a chuckle.
Oh, and we went to the the show.
Oh
my God, that show.
Oh, Absinthe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we went to Absinthe.
Looking back,
I was really excited because we went to the Absinthe show years ago, and I remember like we walked out. We're like, damn, that was a really good show. Like the performances, the stunts, all that was like yeah. We were really surprised with it. And I was like, oh my God, we should do that when right. We fly in because we have nothing going on the first night. Just do the Absinthe show and then come back and you know chill. And we get there, and then like just immediately, it was just like a full. Like adult, like porno type show, but it wasn't like even. I don't want to disrespect the show in any way, but like
it was just a little aggressive. Like
it was very raunchy,
but not like it wasn't. It didn't feel comedic.
It wasn't like
it
cleverly
felt just, like,
raunchy. It was just like it just for shock value.
It was yes. Shock value yes. Type. So it was more just like oh, like you're watching like all right, let's just see some stunts. Like this is like a lot, but that was like half the show.
But it was even so
more
funny.
The stunts were amazing. Yeah.
Like, it was just so funny going into it because Zane was like, Mariah, you are gonna love
you're
this.
Gonna
it's the first thing
up.
They see is just a guy on a pole.
The very first thing was the fully nude girl.
There was
the
nudity.
On her oh, yeah. She just had like tassels. She had little tassels on her nipples, and I look at Zane, and Zane's like, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And every 5 seconds he goes, "This was not back in 2017. This was not
he was
like
this.
This
is not the
you know
same
when
show.
You know this when you like hype a show a lot, yeah. And then you finally bring them, and it's just not what yeah. You were like yeah, telling them." I was sitting in there just embarrassed, mortified.
But
I
was
sitting
fine.
There like, "Oh my God!" Oh my, and I kept looking at Heath Mariah's face. I'm like, "Oh my God."
And like there was like an intermission like host duo between every stunt, and just what they were saying was the most absurd, off the wall. Just
like we're not immature when it comes right. To those jokes. It's just not funny.
But yeah. Everybody it's in the audience cheap. Was like,
yeah, everyone was kind of like, okay.
But there's these two like oh like middle America woman just ha ha ha.
Howling
at like the corniest, weirdest like jokes.
What did the penis say to the balls?
It was just like
words.
That.
Yes,
it
like
was
that.
Just
it's
like
just
that.
Like okay. The other weird thing was there was the host who like ran the whole show, like that was his yeah. Show. But the co-host, the girl, was she had all these sexual jokes, but she talked like a baby. That was her
it
thing,
was
and I was like, this is. Weird.
Yeah, that I didn't really catch that, but I guess that is a little weird.
And she was like dressed like a baby too. I was like, this is some weird.
Yeah,
like,
what was your favorite one of the night?
I really liked the girls that was the chandelier song when they yeah. Were on those giant. This is gonna sound crazy. They were on poles, but they were standing on top of them, and the poles were on springs, and they were like
that was sick.
Leaning
yeah.
Like around,
the metal bars were like bending, and they were coming down, and they could like
they were
reach
attached
over
by the
your
thighs,
head, like.
Whoa.
It was really crazy.
What was really crazy about that was just 2 days before that, I saw a video where one of the girls grabbed somebody's phone and was filming it. It was a really sick video. And I didn't know where that like came from. And as it was happening, it's like, oh my God, it happened in here. But it's crazy how like yeah. My For You page
Yeah.
Put that in front of me. It was
and
crazy.
And then I really liked the tap dancers.
They were great.
Oh, yeah. The brothers, the twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really sick. But yeah, no, I mean, the whole show was like really cool, but it just wasn't what I remembered.
Do you own a pair of tap shoes? Mm-hmm. You do?
I do. I have them at the house right now. My mom shipped them to me recently.
I have mad respect for tap shoes. Because it's like, that's...
Not for the dancers, just the shoe.
I have so much respect for tap shoes.
Like, right, like the shoes on tap themselves.
The cobbler. The cobbler that made those.
But you're like kind of making music while you're doing it. It's there's a little bit of a rhythm to it.
Yeah.
You ever tried to tap?
I don't think so. I've tried to like Irish step dance.
You
like,
gotta loosen. It's all loosening the ankles.
Clogging or whatever. Lord of the dance.
You know what needs to be a part of like the circus, like those circus shows? Those big group like synchronized dancers. That always, I always send you them. Like whenever I find a good one, I'll send it to you.
Just like.
Not swimming. Like the, just like the, there will be like 30 people on stage and it's just a whole thing. And it's just like, it's so
synchronized
fun to
dancers.
Watch.
It's just choreography.
Yeah, whatever, whatever. But like, they should have that as part of the show. Do like a
microphone.
Fake. Microphone's
I am.
No, you were off. We were immediately, I was like, here we go.
Yes, and.
Yeah, it was a good show. 18, I would say 21 plus you can go. A teenager should not be in there. I'm sorry. Sorry.
So 20.
Call me old school. Call me traditional.
You're filthy. That's
call me later.
All right.
What else did we do? Oh, hotel food. Amazing. Okay, this is like the first hotel that like.
This was some of the best food I've ever had in my entire life.
And it was the like, room service food.
Yeah, oh, you guys had the room service
insane.
Food.
Insane.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I ate at the tavern downstairs. It was the only thing that was like open up late, but their burgers were awesome. Yeah. So good.
They
the
had, like,
ranch.
Their pizza was like, it was like deep, like semi-deep dish pizza, but like it felt like you cooked it at home. It was. What,
are those Sicilian, like the square thick?
It was Sicilian. I didn't want to be annoying and correct him, but it's Sicilian.
Whatever.
Or
whatever.
Sicilian.
So it is Fountain Blue. Why is there no U?
There is
a
U.
It's F-O-N.
Fontaine.
B-A-U.
It's B-L-E-A-U.
But it's Fontaine. F-O-N.
Look at Fontaine. I kept putting
but it's
U.
Pronounced Fountain Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize there was an E at the end of the fountain.
I didn't realize that there's no U in fountain.
Yeah. That's throwing me off.
I always thought
there's no U. Wait.
Yes.
Look, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E.
Okay.
No,
know,
the real
no,
word
for the
fountain
real
has
word
you in it.
The real word fountain has,
you in it.
Yes.
Oh my Keith, you're about to drive me crazy. I thought it actually didn't.
I love me a good little fountain.
Yeah.
What city
remember
is the
when
city
houses
of
used to have fountains in the front?
Yeah.
Like those houses, they just don't have them anymore. Or maybe they do in like really expensive homes.
It's just a lot to like maintain.
Yeah.
You got to keep that water going all the time.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a fountain. What's the city of fountains? Is it St. Louis is like the city of fountains? Or Kansas City is the city of fountains?
I don't know.
They have like the most fountains.
What you need to know about the city of fountains.
Kansas City, city of fountains. They have like, that's just like there's fountains everywhere.
You know what I think they should bring back? You remember when koi ponds were like the hottest thing and everybody had a koi pond at their house?
I love a koi fish.
Aren't they incredible?
They are.
They just keep growing.
Arden Rose's parents just got a bunch of koi fish for their pond. She just told me that recently. I was live. I was just talking about koi fish yesterday. It's just
and
funny
you
brought
that
up.
Feed them by hand. They come up and they just...
just...
Oh,
imagine that. Just you just walk out in the morning, just toss them a couple kibbles.
Like kind of pick them up. They're like cats, you know? Like
yeah,
they're just like
they like being touched. Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you.
On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Matt, I was so pissed. We're on our way to Vegas, right? Yeah. On our flight. This couple walks in with like, they're fresh, like just Taco Bell, right? They had a bag of Taco Bell and then they had like this, the drink tray, like holding, getting on the plane. And first of all, as soon as I saw it, I was like, do we not? I feel like all of us have like this thing, like we all, when we go on a flight, you don't come in with food that's going to stink up the entire fucking
especially
plane,
especially when
right?
it's a distinctive
and it's
food.
A small plane.
Like McDonald's, yeah. Sometimes, even though, you know, I love McDonald's, I love Taco Bell, but when you're on a plane, it's, everyone knows that smell and it stays
exactly.
for
it's
a
like,
while.
Just be aware of that. Like, be aware of people around you when you're eating really stinky food like that. I don't know. As soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, obviously these people like are not thinking.
Yeah.
With the tray was crazy. You should have seen the drink tray.
they got the nacho cheese, Baja Blast.
Matt, I wanted to take a photo so because it was right next to
it's
me, right?
It's also like a 30-minute flight.
Yeah. They could have easily eaten it too when we were waiting because we were waiting for what, like 45 minutes before yes. the flight?
No, but I want to be up in the air.
Yeah, so they're eating it, right? And so it's stinky already. I'm watching them. They're like feeding each other nachos. I'm like, this, ugh. I wish, but I didn't, right? And then after 10, 15 minutes, this couple just starts fart in their Taco Bell. So it just now they're farting and they farted four different times and we all started looking at each other. The couple next the couple was like diagonal, but the couple next to me, they were just sure. They were under their it was so fucking stinky and everybody was so pissed because like the Taco Bell whatever is fine, but now you're farting the Taco Bell back out and it's just 10 times
and they're
worse.
A couple, they are both willingly like
Matt, just
me before you
basking
have a little
in the
bit
ambience.
Of respect
basking in the ambience.
And like after the third one, I don't know, just like, I'm sorry, guys, just apologize. Yeah. It's just getting so bad
were
people
they audible.
What do you like, mean? No. It was just
the waft was coming. The
silent but deadly.
Yeah, it was really bad. Oof. I just thought, like, you know, when people start turning like that, if I was farting the entire time and people started turning their heads immediately, I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, I could never toot on a plane.
Yeah, I mean, you want to know like whose body insides just went into your face?
Ew.
Like that is it's too like, intimate.
That is crazy when you really think about it. Like you are smelling their insides. It just
ew.
Went into
ew.
Your face.
Oh, have you ever though like been like, sleeping like on a plane though, and you your body like you don't. You're like halfway asleep and then you fart. You're like, damn. Or you're like, my bad. Like, you feel so bad that like it got away from you. You didn't consciously let it out, but you were just like asleep. You're like, my, like just having that little toot where you go, that one got away from me. Sorry. Pardon me. Forgive me. Are people who crop dust?
What's that?
Crop dust is when you walk and you fart. And it's whoever's around, it's someone else's problem
Todd,
now.
Todd, king of crop dusting.
Yeah.
He loves to wait till like we all sit down in a room and then lets it out.
Just comes by and just go whoop and they're gone. Or flight attendants will do it. They're like,
and
cross
then he,
check.
Like, and then you give Todd like a, come on, Todd. Because it was like, it's if we're all sitting there for a long time, then you do it. Then it's like, whatever. But like, it'd be immediately like. It's like, come on.
Oh, speaking of flight attendant, remember when we landed?
What?
When we
oh,
landed.
Yes.
We, the flight attendant, she like starts passing out the snacks. So everybody's windows down, lights are off.
Wait,
and she
please,
goes.
Please talk about the first thing that she did. You see the first thing that she did?
Oh, yeah. She was like, I got a nice ass.
So the way the seats were is that
she was not a regular
the
flight
first
attendant.
Three, I'll get to Mariah, but the first three seats are like right next to where she's like making the drinks and stuff. So she made the three people move down. Because like, I just, you know, I don't want my ass in your face. And, you know, I just don't want, I don't want your face in my ass, you know? I know I got a nice ass. And me and Mariah are like, what?
Man.
This is so inappropriate.
Literally 5 seconds onto walking on the plane.
Just like, she's like, I know I got a nice ass.
I got my own flotation device.
Man, we are working with this.
You are on the clock.
Just because it's a Saturday, don't mean you're not at work.
Yeah. That set the tone. She was fun. So then, this is a short flight, okay? We get a drink and a snack, and you're landing. She goes, I'm going to start passing out the snacks, and you just see, like, some rays of light because people are opening their windows and we're pretty close to the ground, and she's passing out the snacks, and then suddenly she's like... She's all the way back to the front.
Her timing was off entire flight.
Yeah. And she goes on the intercom and she goes, we started our final descent. I'm going to start collecting the trash now. And there, she was like, please, your tray tables, everything. And somebody in the back goes, we're landing in 10 seconds.
And then boom.
And she's standing. Everyone's trays are down. Everyone's food is out. Everyone's like, no. Boom.
She's holding the wall.
And she goes, well, nobody's perfect.
Well.
Literally
like this. She's gonna see this.
As soon as she looks like, oh, we're landing. She lands and grabs the trash. She's running up and down the aisle. Like, I swear.
Meanwhile, we're dying. But just like from the beginning of the flight to this is just like
hysterical.
Who hired this one? She must have gotten some strings pulled to get this.
She was so funny.
She was in that mini bar all day.
She was hysterical.
You knew when she was just making those cocktails, she's like rehearsing her lines going,
she worked at Absinthe.
She's just like, oh, that was kind of good.
She was so funny.
She was funny.
It was funny that everyone was like just going along with it. Like the guy was like, man, we land in 10 seconds. Boom. I mean, she said, tray tables, we've started our final descent. We're hovering. The wheels are out. We're like, wait, no one's seatbelts on.
But I love that the windows closed, the lights off was her idea. She's like, y'all, we're going to make it moody in here. And she turns
pitch black. Pitch black. Like Matt, you know how there's like, they shut the lights, but there's like a little LED pit. I couldn't see anybody.
I look at Mariah. She's like,
you just Matt, see my eyes.
It was a tube of darkness. I literally couldn't see anything.
Matt, it was bright. It was 115 degrees outside.
That's probably why she was late with the snack. She probably even fell asleep.
she gets a flashlight and is like under her face. It was a dark and stormy night.
We have started our final descent.
Oh my God, it will be your last
descent.
That flight was like 20 minutes because it was so quick.
We took off late. We got there so early. She goes, we're like 25 minutes early. She was shocked.
Meanwhile, guys, the flight is like 45 to 50 minutes, and we got there in like 20 minutes. It was wild. We were riding that wind.
Yeah.
And it was bumpy, too. I think we were just going with the wind, so it was like we were...
It was fun.
Oh, well, also, before that flight, I looked at the cockpit, and I saw like a kid in the right seat. I was like, oh, shit.
No.
A kid.
I was like, I don't want trainees on my flight.
A young guy. Yeah. It's strange having like a young boy. They got to start somewhere, though.
I know. I just like, it freaks me out. The older they are, the better I feel. Like when it's like a 65-year-old pilot.
At what
I'm
age
like,
does
yes.
it get too old to where you think they're losing?
Yeah, right? I don't know.
Where you'd be like,
yeah, when does it get too old?
Like
yeah.
how much experience is too much experience? You know what I mean?
Where you're just way too comfortable.
And then they start forgetting steps, landing gear.
Just like wheels are not out. Oh!
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did we talk about this already, where more experienced pilots are on like the big commercial planes, right?
Yeah.
And then the next level is
like, is what we took.
What we took. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the younger ones are on like jets.
Younger ones I think are doing. So you think
it's different classes and rankings, like certificates that you have to get to fly the bigger planes.
Oh.
So you would have like a single engine, like a single prop, and you have a dual prop.
Yeah.
And then you'd have like a jet license. There's like.
But sometimes you have like a young kid who's like the youngest flyer for the world's biggest plane. Like there are those kids exist. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, it depends on like if you get like the hours and like you do the.
Gotta log them a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
My friend's a pilot for United.
Really?
He's our age.
Wait, who?
You're not going to know him.
No, I went on vacation with a kid who was like a pilot for like what the world's biggest aircraft. Or there was like been news reports about him, how he was so young. And Fibula, Connor's sister, is a pilot.
You know what pisses me off that I never got to do? What's the that one plane, the Concorde?
Yes.
What? I think it's called.
Is it like the biggest?
Oh, the one that could go from
from New York to London in 3 hours?
Oh, yes. I don't think they finished that yet, right?
No, but it was running during like the 70s.
Yeah. Like its last flight, I think, was in late 90s or early 2000s.
Well, why did they stop it? Was it called?
Because it was like a borderline fighter jet that was that an airplane. It's the one with the tip of it, like, looks
it
really weird.
Dips down.
Yeah. It was basically a fighter jet Concorde. With a massive cabin on it.
Imagine you get on a flight and it's a pilot's first day, but
Matt. Or like, wait, look at it when it's taken off. Look at all that.
Dang, oh my God.
That thing looked aggressive.
People were riding in that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was only a few hours. That's
look up,
too
look
fast.
Look up the speed
that's
of that one. Fast.
Zane on the way to the bathroom.
The couple on my flight. Matt, imagine you get on a flight and you find out like this is the pilot's first day, right? But what he did before was like fighter jets. And then he's like, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of fun today, y'all.
Do a barrel roll.
Just barrel, full barrel roll.
Look at that speed. 1,350 miles per hour.
No.
And what's a normal
550.
Plane?
550. Yeah.
Damn.
It's crazy.
It's crazy how fast the plane is actually going and you're not aware of it. Like the whole world seems like it's going by so slow, but you are
ripping.
Have you ever seen a plane go the other way when you're in the air? It's insane how fast it is.
Oh, right.
Going this way and then the plane's going the other way. It's like you have to see it like once. It's a crazy sight.
And there's
to
like the optical illusion where it looks like a plane. When you're going at the same speed as a plane that's taking off, it looks like it's just like hovering midair.
Yeah.
It's a strange optical illusion.
What a stressful job as like somebody who's like coordinating where planes need to go and
air
like
traffic control.
That's crazy.
Big job, big responsibility.
Your mental health has to be tip top shape, I feel like, to work that type of job.
Yeah, dude, they'll be sweating. There's some crazy movie scenes where they have to talk coordinates and communicate and make sure like you can't miss any of your
like you can't like make a mistake.
No. And then like, updates too, like if things are delayed, like the maps are constantly changing of like who's in the, like
so crazy.
It's interesting.
Look at that. Oh my God. Like that's way too close, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a flight tonight. I have a red eye.
Oh, sorry for talking about all this plane stuff.
No, it's weird when you take a red eye because like the whole day you're like, oh, I got a flight later. And then you're like, how much time do I have left until I need to get out the fucking door and pack and shit? Do you make a list before you pack?
Never.
Never.
I have a list in my notes now where I just like look at it real quick. But
what's the one thing you always forget to pack?
Belt.
Me too. Belt is my number one. Is a belt.
I never, because I never wear a belt when I like for the airport. So.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how many black belts I've bought at like TJ Maxx's when I just have forgotten.
That's
to pack
so interesting.
One.
I wonder what's everybody's. Guys, can you comment the one thing that you forget on every trip? Girls,
even
guys,
a charger, I'll always forget like just to grab my charger off the fucking charger. Wall.
I honestly forget my toothbrush a lot because I want to brush right before I leave.
Yeah.
So every time I go somewhere, I'm like, damn it, I need a freaking toothbrush.
I always have one in my like travel bag. I never take it out. I just keep it in there.
That's what I do.
Mine was my contacts. Because I would keep my contacts in like my drawer.
That's a really bad thing.
And that's the worst to not have your contacts. Really you are fucked.
That I would always forget. And then it would always be something stupid. It either would be like my stack of underwear or my stack of socks.
Yeah. I've done that before. I left like a whole stack of underwear. So frustrating because you're not going to find good underwear. Like, like a hotel store.
When I pack, I always start packing from body up or from my feet up. Or I go, okay, I'm going to start with socks,
I run through
shoes,
my body too.
And then I go all the way to the top. And then now I'm on my skincare makeup and all of that. Yeah.
That's
just
so interesting.
How I do it all.
Yeah, I do that. I look at myself and I'm like, okay, head, shoulders, knees, toes.
I pack like days. So Friday, I'm wearing this.
These you do
pants,
outfits.
Ooh, I don't. Socks. Yeah, I don't plan days. I just think like moments where I'm like, oh, I think I'm gonna wear that.
Moments is good.
There's always an outfit you're like, maybe I'm gonna rock that, and it never.
Man, I
fucking
always
happens.
Pack like that. I bring an outfit that's just out of my element.
maybe it will be a fancy dinner night.
Oh, me in Italy. Okay, if I get proposed to, it's got to be this outfit.
Like I think I'm going to a fucking ballroom every time. Like I'm like,
oh my god,
there is gonna be a night where I need a full fucking suit.
This time I didn't care. I literally packed like sleeveless shirts. I was like, I do not want to wear a shirt at all.
And you go, oh, I'm working out every day of vacation.
Three pairs of gym shorts.
You ain't even hitting that gym.
I know.
You're like, this vacation, I'm working out every day. Not
every
doing
day.
It.
I really wanted to check out the gym in the hotel though. Apparently it's like crazy.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I worked out there.
Good for you, Matt.
They didn't have a leg extension machine.
You're not letting that cancer stop you at all, baby.
I saw Harry Jowsey, my fellow skin cancer brother.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like, I heard you got skin cancer. I'm so sorry, mate. I'm like, I know.
Did you congratulate him? Did you?
we swapped where he showed me his scar. I showed him where mine was going to be taken.
Good.
Yeah.
Little moment there.
He was like, I was so nervous. I thought I was going to die.
It's really good, Matt.
Thank you.
Really nervous.
Just so nervous. But it is nice talking to someone after.
Are you in like a Facebook group?
No. Actually, I try not to Google stuff just to not.
You should go on one and be like, hey, y'all, just
new here.
Just found out.
Lately, though, I have been, you know, you guys are my personal friends. Y'all know. Internet knows. Mm-hmm. But some friends from like back home have been like hitting me up and like, I'm waking up to like FaceTime calls. Oh, I go, hey, just I heard about your skin cancer thing. Are you doing all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I've had so many people look at me like dead in the eye lately and have been like, you good? And I'm like, yeah.
They're
I'm
just
good.
Like,
thank you for your concern. Yeah. And it's
like
nice,
soaking
but like,
in your last moment.
Yes. Like, it's going to be their last time saying goodbye to you.
Yes.
Matt, also, been a lot of people, like, I didn't know skin cancer is like really like treatable. Like, to me, cancer is like horrible. So yeah. Anytime I hear the word cancer, I think like immediately, very bad. So I feel like a lot of people didn't know that
they,
skin cancer
I think they don't know that I have such a treatable form, and that's all I know is that it is the most treatable form. But, yeah, and I am so thankful. It's so nice that all these people are reaching out. But you're like, it kind of freaks me out a little bit, too, where people are just like, hey, well, you good. Well, we love you, man. I'll do anything for you if
like,
you need anything.
Showing their appreciation. Like, I really appreciate you.
And those same friends will backstab you. They'll go back, that's all he talked about. literally, his personality now is cancer.
Where's this energy before the cancer?
Yeah.
What's the one cancer that's, like, almost 100%, like, not
the one
curable?
From A Walk to Remember?
Is it pancreatic?
There's a
it's
lot.
Like, oh, no. Like one of the most deadly.
It just depends what stage you're in. I think there's ones that are really bad and also the stage in which you find it and how bad it is. I think blood cancer.
Lung cancer.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Brain cancer.
God, that like brain, just that sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Brain.
So cancer. Scary.
Yeah, it's so scary. Like, I've had two friends who like have found out, like young people who found out they had cancer and then they died like 4 or 5 months later. Jesus. Like, that's the hardest shit where you're like, huh? Like, it's too late.
Yeah.
Ugh, breaks my heart.
What, like, I still can't comprehend the fact that like there's so many children that get cancer, like little kids.
Yeah.
I know, they haven't even lived.
Yeah. It's cruel. Very cruel.
Awful.
Well.
But I still say no on that St. Jude's thing when I fly my
car. Yeah, CVS. I am not your tax write-off.
Those little kids. No.
I will donate my time.
What was the edit someone did of Jennifer Aniston and like the little kid?
Oh my God. So
yes.
Good.
That was such a bad clip.
You're
so
like bad. With the most.
I love how.
I'm so beautiful. And she's like, sure you are.
I love how confident you are.
Yeah.
And then she turned back to the camera.
I love your confidence.
I love your confidence.
Yes, that's what it is.
Alexander's mom calls him the most perfect boy in the world.
She's right.
I love your confidence. When diagnosed with cancer,
Alex... That look is so
that
good.
That turn to the camera is comedically perfect.
What a game. Are they playing Chinese checkers? Go back to that shit. What is... Like, sorry, Jennifer Aniston.
That is the fakest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I've one never seen anybody play Chinese fucking checkers. Did the cancer kid request the Chinese checkers?
That had to have been like a personal.
They were just in that house to go, do we have a prop?
Jennifer Aniston hasn't even made a move yet. That's symbolism.
PG was trying to teach him, like, your move. One.
Here, let me show you.
Thank you for coming. He's like, And then there's pickup sticks next to it. They went to Cracker Barrel and just got like, they went to the value section and just got any cheap game.
But he's like, I work set design for the cancer commercial with Jennifer Aniston. Set design.
He makes a move and she's like,
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
I hated playing chess and my brother would do that. No.
Shouldn't do that.
Because I'm going to do this.
And you really.
Shut up.
You really shouldn't do that. Chess is like
what should
fun.
I do?
It's not fun until you play someone who's good at chess. You're like, no, this is not.
That's a big flex. Like knowing how to play chess really well.
I think cool. So.
I saw one of the grandmasters of chess play 12 people at one time. Like
that was Anya
like,
Taylor-Joy in that show, Matt.
Yeah, but grandmasters can do that. I was at South by Southwest and watched that Russian guy just go down and just go.
Just so sick.
When you have that whole web in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can call it.
I am.
I probably won't hang out for the unwind. Is that okay?
You got to catch a flight.
I know. We got to keep them entertained.
Keep them fed. Keep our kids fed.
Do you remember when people thought that Magnus Carlsen, or he's like one of the best youngest grandmasters, they thought he was cheating by using a butt plug?
What?
I do remember hearing
that.
That was
he thought he was cheating by having a vibrating butt plug.
Imagine trying to prove that
was telling him where to,
prove it.
Full cavity. Like,
No,
Matt,
spread
Matt,
it.
Wasn't him. It was his opponent.
Oh, it wasn't Magnus Carlsen. It was the other guy.
Yeah. Wait, was it true?
Sure was.
Elon Musk was tweeting about it, where he was like, Elon Musk posed the theory that they had a butt.
Oh, that's funny.
Electric butt plug in. Yeah, just they're going.
Matt, the
just.
I'm literally drenched under my right now. I'm sweating so much. The alcohol is coming out of
me. He gets the trophy and he's just like, and then it just comes out. He's like,
oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
We'll end it on that note.
Have a happy 4th of July, everybody.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of the podcast. We do a bonus episode every single month. We also do a live Q&A every single month. Mm-hmm. BTS stuff. Just make sure to check it out. patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
We should do butt plug bonus episodes.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. We love you so much. Thank you again for hanging with us another week. Of taking time from your lives, and we love you so much, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Toodles. Bye, y'all. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino.
Social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.